Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station here at my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as around the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, to our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. A big thank you. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs, and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Joining us right now for hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready for the second reading of the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'll tell you what, I said you, but it is all. Now, under God is the words that we emphasize because of the fact that our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, folks, I want to also remind you that today I'm partnering with Food for the Poor and the emergency food relief that we're trying to get into the hands of starving children in Central and South America, as well as parts of the Caribbean, where your one-time gift of $111 will provide three children emergency food relief for the next 6 months. Now, a gift of $185 feeds five children for 6 months. How many children you can save is all up to you and your donation. You can make the most of your generous gift today by calling 855-353-4673. That number again, 855-353-HOPE, or you can give online at letstalkfaith.com by clicking on the red emergency food relief banner right there. Make a difference for a child today, folks, at letstalkfaith.com, and we thank you for doing that. Now, Kyle, obviously the Beirut explosion is a big deal, and we now believe that it was an accident, but it was brought on by a series of things, starting with a Russian ship which had been put out of service and docked at that port for 7 years that had possibly explosives on board, along with this fertilizer that was there at the port, 2,500 plus tons.
Right. Well, what I've heard about it, Captain, is that it was a Russian ship, you're right, and then it was heading to Mozambique, carrying a load of ammonium nitrate, basically, to be made into explosives in Mozambique. But they were diverted to Beirut, evidently, to pick up some heavy equipment, and that's when that series began, basically. They were stuck in the port. I think there was some kind of dispute over port fees and this kind of thing. It never left the port. The Russian crew remained on the ship for quite some time, about a year, before they finally ran out of food and money, evidently, and went back to Russia. And so at some point, the port authority there took off all the ammonium nitrate and put it into the storage facilities. and that's when there was some kind of fire, and the whole thing blew. And it's just a terrible, terrible travesty. In fact, according to some of the reports, one of the people involved in the port there had been writing letters for a long time saying this is an accident waiting to happen, basically.
Well, speaking of accidents waiting to happen, can the Los Angeles mayor, or any other mayor for that matter, legally cut utility service, power and water, to houses that host large parties?
Well, that is certainly the threat in Los Angeles, and I think another city as well. But as far as Los Angeles goes, yeah, I think that is exactly what the mayor has said. And they're talking about these large house parties that have 100 people at them or more, basically. As far as the legality goes, one would think it would be under the umbrella of emergency measures because of a public health crisis. But that may be challenged, obviously.
Local politicians, mayors, and county officials and governors are given immense powers under a declared emergency. And unfortunately, this is legal. It's been challenged before, and people have lost trying to challenge this. Now, does it mean that this is going to be automatically defeated or decided on in a different manner? Don't know. But if it goes to appeals, who's going to appeal it? The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, right?
Yeah, well, that's right.
So consequently, I'd say in Los Angeles, you're screwed. New Orleans might be a different story. Same with Massachusetts, Michigan, that sort of thing. We'll see. It depends on where you're at. Now, Ohio was the first state to first close all their schools in the face of the coronavirus outbreak. The governor tested positive when the president was supposed to come and he was supposed to meet with him. And then yesterday, on a follow-up test, it was negative.
Very interesting, because that tells me, Captain, that obviously there was either the test wasn't administered properly, it was a bad test, or basically there's some other error. So one would think they're going to have to at least do a retest on this.
Well, they are going to do another retest, but based on the fact that this has happened over and over again with these tests, I would say if he tests negative again, it's obviously a bad test, and we know there's a million or more of the tests that came in from China that were defective. We knew that. Whether or not they got them all, we don't know. Speaking of which, coming soon, initial supplies of the vaccine is expected to be out, possibly as soon as Labor Day, but it's going to be a little bit short to start with. However, the most vulnerable will get it.
Yes, exactly right.
All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we move along in the overnight radio airwaves here. And by the way, hello to our friends up there in Seattle, Washington. Haven't said hello to you in a while. And Bremerton up there at the big Navy base. Hope you're doing well up there. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, and I am going to take it away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, in the times we're living in right now, someone needs to give you a break. And right here in the great state of Florida, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement wherever you're at. Now, when you tell them I sent you, the captain that is, they'll handle the insurance claim, come to your home or your office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of the service. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Gainesville, Ocala, and wherever else that you're listening to me in the state of Florida, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. So give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you for $100 cash today. And, Kyle, what do they have to say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. You got it right again. Okay, and everybody, when you do that, even the sponsor likes that. Okay, well, you know, folks, we have a lot of fun here in the program, and we appreciate that, and that can save you some money. Who gives anybody $100 back on a windshield? Gee whiz. And it's pretty good from where I'm sitting. All right, the Commission on Presidential Debates rejected President Trump's push for another added debate against Biden. He wanted to put one up there because of the early voting. They said, nope.
Well, that's right, yeah, because they're going to actually start voting so much earlier now, and I think they wanted one in September. But there are usually three debates, Captain, and I don't know, maybe in Las Vegas they might be taking bets if there's going to be any debate at all. If the Biden supporters, Biden handlers, actually, I should say, have anything to say about it.
Unless Biden has a stroke or drops dead. And by the way, he's not looking very healthy.
No, he's not. And again, there's no joy in watching somebody suffer the way that he's been suffering.
No, 78 years old, and he's just fading away is what it looks like. But anyway, we'll see what happens there. Now, California, your great state, has once again increased the early inmate release by several thousand amidst the coronavirus uptick. Isn't that just wonderful? And some of the people they're releasing now include a murderer or two.
That's right, Captain, and the California prisons are now saying that as many as 17,600 inmates may be released early because of the coronavirus.
Plus, they want to give them the right to vote, but so far that's not happened.
Right, right. And again, you know, this is really, really something to see these kinds of things happening because, again, what's happening right alongside it? Defunding the police.
Yep.
Falls for that, and in many cases it's being affected, so this is not a good recipe.
Nope. So Snapchat is going to roll out tools to help users to register to vote. I can't wait to see that little project.
Yeah, right, no kidding. That's right. So, I mean, obviously it's a popular platform and everything, but again, if you can, if it works, then that's fine. People need to be able to register to vote. Maybe it will increase those who actually do vote, but at the same time, you have to look at it very carefully.
So to coin a phrase from our friend Ron Edwards, Bill de Blabla is firing back at Mario Cuomo. I'm sorry, not Mario Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo. Mario was the father. About this, come on back to New York and we'll cook you lunch, buy you a cup of coffee, whatever the deal is, okay? But he said, New York City decision should not be based on the rich. Really, Bill? Really?
Well, first of all, it's people are leaving New York. In fact, you know,
coming to Florida.
That's right. You know, we talked about Sean Hannity earlier. He's saying very regularly now that he would love to get out of New York.
They want to get him to Texas. That's where they want him to go.
Yeah, exactly. But again, people are going to be leaving the city. They're going to be leaving the New York City area because they can't stand what's happening in New York. And for Governor Cuomo to sit there and say, well, come on over, we'll buy you a drink and go to dinner and this kind of thing, I mean, that's desperation time right there.
Well, New York City right now is setting up checkpoints at major entryways to screen for the quarantine violators. Isn't that something? All right, hold on. We got a caller here. Let me go to this. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Great show this morning. Hey, real quick, you guys were just talking about the Beirut, the explosion at the ammonium nitrate storage facility and ship or whatever. My take on that is it's too convenient for it to be an accident because Hezbollah has been known to, stockpile some of these ammonium nitrate chemicals, if you will.
They were going to make a nuclear bomb out of nitrate, yep. Mm-hmm. That's been one of their goals.
Well, manufacturing of solid rocket fuel for these improvised rockets these rocketeers that they tend to have on the Golan Heights there, launch them in Israel, and they also surreptitiously funnel that stuff through Gaza, so they, you know, basically a pincer movement on the Israeli people. Now, I find it funny that it's a Russian ship that allegedly has been held in the port for 7 years, and there's been reports that Hezbollah has actually controlled that port. So here's where I'm going with that. I'm thinking if this happens, piracy does not have to necessarily happen on the open seas. They can embargo those ships if they control the port and say, hey, look, you know, you need to pay us these pilot fees.
That's correct.
Or piloting fees or storage fees. It happens to the United States Navy in South America.
Yeah.
It happened on a deployment that
okay.
we were on. That you guys, you know, how should I say that we were leaving
okay.
fuel oil, which wasn't happening.
All
what
right.
I'm saying is, it's too convenient for it to be an accident. That, you know,
okay.
Thanks for taking my call, sir.
Thank you. And Eric has got a couple of points there, Kyle. But we'll have to just kind of sleep on that, so to speak. And tomorrow, after I do a little bit more research, I'll talk a little bit more intelligently about that. Now, Mitt Romney, the gift that keeps on giving for somebody, right?
Right, yeah.
And two other GOP senators, I don't know who the senators are, offered a more generous unemployment plan to the mix to see if they couldn't get the stimulus plan going.
Well, that's right. That's I think Martha McSally and also Susan Collins of Maine. They were the ones who were talking with or you know, going along with the proposal with Mitt Romney. And they were giving the state's choice of paying recipients either $400 or $500 per week in August
now
on top of what they normally get.
Now, we had three teens arrested yesterday after scaling the Mar-a-Lago wall with an AK-47. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Well, I mean, that's not going to end well. I mean, whoever, you know, thought that would end well, that's not going to end well.
They're lucky they didn't get shot.
No kidding. That's, well, sure, and, that's Secret Service stuff.
And remember Michael Cohen, the former Trump attorney?
Oh, yes, the one with the ankle bracelet?
Yeah, he's now been offered a job and accepted one as a political consultant for a PAC, and I'll guarantee you it's not a pro-Trump PAC.
Well, yeah, no kidding. Well, yeah, he's had his whole thing, I think, already. I don't know. We'll see what he does, but, you know, it may sort of fade into the ether.
And then let's throw a little bit of financing into the picture here before we go. Household debt fell to $14.27 trillion. That's the first drop in 6 years. People owe less money.
Well, and to a great degree, that's a good thing, obviously. You know, but it seems a little counterintuitive with the shutdowns and people without their regular income.
Yeah, and what you're going to find out is that the bankruptcies are going to be up, and consequently, that's where the money is that went down is going to go back to. Now, the economist Stephen Moore said that a payroll tax cut could help the economy. Meanwhile, Mitch McConnell said that the U.S. economy needs another boost as the virus relief talks continue, but right now, they're just not going anywhere.
They aren't going anywhere, and again, it's because I think Pelosi and Schumer, they think they've got America over a barrel. I mean, I hate to say it. It's a
yeah.
terrible thing, but that's what they think of.
And here's something for everybody to remember. Nancy Pelosi is in a district that if you people wanted to stand up in that district, defund Pelosi, vote her out of office. By the way, all you got to do is vote more Republicans than the Democrats, and she is no longer the speaker. Problem solved.
Problem solved. That's right. And even in California, Captain, I mean, miracles can still happen in our great state here in California. But I think a lot of Democrats who would traditionally just go vote down the line for Democrat, I think they've got to be fed up with this stuff, because it's not just Republicans who are lost their income or lost their business or their doors are shut. It's Democrats too. And I think maybe they'll get an idea against the monoparty rule in California.
Well, that's what I'm hearing all around the country. And I heard it yesterday loud and clear from several different places in Michigan. I was on a couple of different radio stations doing call-ins with a couple of my affiliates there, their daytime shows. And I was hearing it from the people that were calling in asking questions in Michigan. Democrats were saying, I've been a lifelong Democrat, but not this year.
That's right. And
you know what the issue was?
What's that?
The governor in Michigan.
Wow.
The governor in Michigan. They were going to take it all out and vote all the bums out, which is what I've been telling people. All right, Kyle, how can we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, that's Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. And I'm not kidding you. That's what I heard in Michigan yesterday. They're going to have a big protest vote against that governor. They're going to vote her majority that she's had that's been backing her out and start over.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed an executive order directing the federal government to buy a number of drugs solely from American factories. The so-called Buy American order could represent a shakeup of the drug industry.
So today I'm taking a bold and historic action to reduce the price of prescription drugs for American patients and American seniors. Previous administrations did nothing as drug lobbyists, special interests, and foreign countries freely ripped off our citizens. Therefore, today I'm signing four sweeping executive orders that will lead to massive reduction in drug costs.
The order covers a number of medical supplies that are deemed essential as well. In recent weeks, both Democrats and Republicans in Congress have penned legislation attempting to retool America's drug supply chain, but the president's proposal is the most dramatic action to date. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It's time for our first Military and Veterans Report, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two great locations to serve you. And we'll tell you all about where they're at right after we let National Aviation Academy tell you about themselves. And here they are.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two of the campus locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city of Boston. The other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, which is in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, right across the bay from where I'm at here in Tampa. So, you have two choices. Yeah, I want you to go and take a tour at whichever one is easiest for you to get to, so you can see what it is and how you will become in aviation maintenance tech and make a whole bunch of money and see the great training you're going to get and all the different things that come along with it, because this is a job of a lifetime. Believe me when I tell you, job of a lifetime. So the website to go to, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Tell them the captain sent you, but ask to take the tour, 800-659-2080. You'll be glad you did. I'm telling you, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. Now, General David Goldfein has retired now, moved off into the sunset as his replacement for the Air Force commander, General Benjamin C.Q. Brown, has now been put in. And General David Goldfein was passed over for the Chief of Staff position, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And unfortunately, that's probably why he's deciding to retire right now. And it is what it is. But, of course, we all know that Army General Mark A. Miley became the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs instead. Now, Defense Secretary Mark Esper has called George Floyd's death a wake-up for the military leadership, because they have underestimated, in Secretary of Defense Esper's opinion, they've underestimated how much racial injustice actually affects service members. So now they're doing some checking on that, if you will. And Mark Esper detailed the vigorous Defense Department reorientation to confront China's risk, because as an active duty Pacific Command war planner in the mid-1990s, then Army Lieutenant Colonel Mark Esper watched the rise of China. And now as Secretary of Defense, he has a chance to do something about it, which is exactly what we are doing. More to follow. Now, the Navy and Marine Corps expects a bright future fight, big future fight over in the Pacific. They believe it will involve China, a lot of missiles, the small islands, and some far-flung units that are out there too, as well as submarines. Hopefully we don't get into a mix like that, but it wouldn't take much. Under the current state of affairs around the world, it would not take much. And the Army and Navy are jointly developing a new hypersonic weapon, a missile that was actually tested, one of them, that took out a missile in flight in outer space. Now, that was done, I guess, a year or so ago. I remember when they did it. We saw the videos and all that stuff, and boy, was that something. By the way, the Islamic State, ISIS, took advantage of COVID-19 restrictions on the movements of U.S. troops and Iraqi security forces to step up attacks in Iraq during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. This, we're being told, by the Defense Department's Inspector General's office. He released it in a report just yesterday. And the Air Force's 421st Fighter Squadron recently became the first F-35A Joint Strike Fighter unit to go on alert status in the Middle East. Fly safe, you guys. By the way, Israel and the United States is eyeing a new Iran-Syria agreement, giving Tehran a stronger foothold in Syria and boosting patrols and other actions designed to deter any aggressive acts. We'll see what happens there. And the Royal Air Force Base in Mendenhall in the United Kingdom will remain open and keep its American refueling and special operations missions through the 2020s, reversing the Pentagon's original 2015 plan to consolidate bases and infrastructure across Europe and close down that base. It will not close down. Turkey, by the way, is still a major hub for ISIS militants, according to the Inspector General. Turkey continues to be a regional transit hub for the Islamic State group, even though the NATO ally has recently stepped up efforts to counter attempts to smuggle ISIS fighters and weaponry into war-torn Syria, but they're doing it anyway. Somebody's letting them get by. And U.S. troops really are in Syria to protect the oil for the Kurds. Remember that area where the oil's in there and the Kurds are right next door with what they got and they were protecting it? Well, now we're protecting it for them, and they are getting the benefit of the oil in that area, which is helping their economy greatly. Now, Eric brought it up, but here's the conversation again from Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who said just yesterday that while most people think the deadly explosion Tuesday in Lebanon that killed at least 135 people was an accident, contradicting President Donald Trump, he said that there are still American generals that believe that it could have been caused by a bomb. But that's not the general consensus of people from around the world. So we'll do some more checking on that. We'll find out. I'm going to check with my sources over there to see what they have to say. And the Army, in conjunction with the Navy, is planning to conduct 3 test flights of its hypersonic glide body in 2021, an ambitious schedule to say the least, to initially field the weapon in fiscal 2023, according to Lieutenant General Neil Thurgood, who's in charge of the Army's rapid deployment of hypersonics. Don't know what's going to happen there. We'll have to wait and see, but there's definitely a big race, and we already heard China said they have the weapon. Or, I'm sorry, not China. Russia has the weapon. China's trying to get it. Now, continued limits on VA burial services around the country is drawing criticism because the VA has a whole bunch of caps on how many mourners can attend committal services at department cemeteries and who gets in and who doesn't. And it's just, you know, at a time when someone passes away, you should allow friends and family to come in to see the ceremony. My opinion, but what do I know? Also, the president has said that federal agency heads will be expected to review the contracts that their organizations have awarded over the past 2 years to determine whether those contractors and subcontractors used labor from or performed work outside the United States. Now, this has to do with the H-1B visa group again, trying to find out where the problem is and if there's one there. We'll see. We'll see. By the way, the State Department's acting inspector general resigned abruptly following the firing of his predecessor in circumstances now being investigated by the Congress. Well, too bad, so sad. Every time something happens, it's boo-hoo, wah-wah, poor me, poor you. And somebody somewhere along the line is going to wake up one of these days and they're going to go, hey, what the heck's going on here? All righty. We're coming back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And right after that, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And that's Donna Fiducia, our buddy, up there listening to us in Carrollton, Georgia. It's probably a little early for her, so next hour she'll be coming on. But they listen to us on AM 1330 WLBB up there in Carrollton. Now, we are going to get started with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, play a little music. Zach for you, and I'll tell you what, don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Here we go.
Thank you.
vanilla fudge from years gone by. And I'll tell you what, imagine what somebody thought when they heard that on a helicopter coming at you in the jungle with all that stuff to begin with. They didn't know what the hell to think. But anyway, is what it is. All right, severe storms are possible with a threat of severe gusts and large hail and flash flooding across the upper Midwest, with severe weather that might be a concern from the north and central plains into the upper Midwest through the weekend. Now, elevated fire weather conditions will persist in the west with some big-time red flag warnings in effect, and we'll get into that right now. Most of Montana tonight, across the northern part, across the central part, from the east to the west, is under a red flag warning. So, keep in mind, very dry up there. Now, down in Wyoming, along I-80, from Laramie, up over the top of the Lincoln Monument, over to Cheyenne, very dry conditions almost all the way to Nebraska. And up about 75 miles north of Cheyenne, too, up into the mountains up in there. Also, the northwestern corner of Colorado tonight, fire threat advisory. The northeastern corner of Utah tonight, fire threat advisory. We also have the same for the central part of Idaho tonight. And the eastern part, central and southeastern part of Oregon. Now, in Northern California, from about Redding all the way up to Medford, Oregon, you're going to have some winds because you've got gale warnings up on the Pacific side over there. So some of that wind is going to be coming along I-5, so be prepared for that. And then down in Phoenix, locally hot and scalding hot Phoenix, temperatures today looks like they'll approach 110 degrees plus. So, in the East Coast, most of Jersey, southeastern Pennsylvania, to include Philly and Allentown, most of Maryland, Delaware, now we've got Virginia into the nation's capital. There is the threat of rain and possibly some flash flooding in there. As it's been very hot and very humid all up through there. And this is not a remnant of anything. This is just the actual weather. So that's what you got right now in that area. So keep all that in mind. And remember, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Now, why don't you consider joining the Truckers Club, the Drivers Club, and get the points that you can get there, and you can get all kinds of free stuff. For example, maybe you'll want to get one of those nice hot and cold mugs. You can take that in, fill it up. It's treated as a refill. If not, just stop by this time of the night and get yourself a hot cup of coffee and tell them the captain sent you. Because on the third watch, that's the deal we got with them. You pull in there and you get a free cup of coffee. So there you go. Again, Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, and certainly, certainly, your home away from home. All right, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is with us right now. We're going to go over there and talk to her. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
TikTok is going TikTok.
Yeah.
45 days this time or else? What's the deal there? Is he trying to force the sale?
Not so much as trying to force the sale as it is to, we're not having this in the United States anymore. And that's a good thing. I don't have a problem with it at all. I mean, it is,
it's a spy service.
I mean, you could certainly say that. It is surveillance of where data goes back to China. And, you know, they cultivate everything, you know, they harvest it, and then they know our trends and what it is that we do and who we do it with and how we do it. And, I mean, it's an insurgency. it's a technology insurgency.
Yep. You won't get any argument with me about that. And, of course, the ban, the executive order, there's some calls for they don't think this is legal. They might challenge it. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, fine. I mean, we're anyway talented. You know, how many people out there, if they're using TikTok instead of using Google, why don't they use Baidu, which is the Chinese version of Google, you know? Because they do the same thing. It's like, do you really want to, yeah, I mean, people are just dumb.
Well, very quickly here, there was Snapchat is rolling out new tools to help users to register to vote. Does that have anything to do with this? Or is this just Snapchat wanting to be snappy?
No, Snapchat is, you know, that's not, doesn't have any ties to China, to the Chinese Communist Party, no.
Tells you how much I use it.
I don't use it. Yeah. I use Instagram, but I don't use Snapchat.
Yep, so there you go. All right, well, finally, Facebook on the move again, banned a whole bunch of pro-Trump PACs and their ads through the end of the election, 90 days.
Yeah, I have.
I understand.
The only thing that can happen there is maybe file an injunction for them to stop doing that.
That's what I heard. Mm-hmm.
But, I guess the bigger question is to challenge their fact-checkers, because their fact-checkers are obviously getting some things wrong.
Boy, isn't that the truth. All right, hold the fort there, folks. I'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, coming right back right after the top of the hour news, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after you get a little edumacation there, and I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.